Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us as he does on Thursdays, Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all at SIGO.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
And I see in the region where you are publishing it, your reaction to much of the primary visits from presidential candidates. And in fact, the issue of fracking has risen to the top in your area because of the call by Bernie Sanders for a nationwide ban.
Yes, David. Sanders made the announcement Monday in, as you know, Monday in Binghamton and Albany and elsewhere. And the local anti-fracking groups, which were central to the push 3-4 years ago that led to the statewide ban, were absolutely stunned. It came out of the blue, and of course they're thrilled, as you can imagine. The local anti-frackers led the charge, which led to the state appellate division supporting the town of Middlefield in its efforts to use zoning to block fracking. And so they really were in the center of the fight. And it's a very interesting decision on Sanders' part. First, the fact that it was done without consultation is sort of, you know, seems to have been done strictly on its merits. But you may remember, I mean, Zephyr Teachout did win Otsego County and 38 other upstate counties, and it was largely on the anti-fracking vote. So it may turn out to be a very canny political decision as well. And one of the folks noted that 33% of the state in 2014 supported Zephyr over Andrew Cuomo in the gubernatorial primary. And of course, the fracking ban came out of that particular campaign. The second, I mean, there's a lot of primary news here. Second, the state committee asked the county committees, it seems, to endorse before the primary, presumably since the committees are party faithful and would tend toward Hillary Clinton. And the Otsego committee met last Thursday and did endorse Hillary Clinton, but there seems to be quite a bit of pushback. I haven't seen any tally statewide, but Delaware County, which is just south of here, withheld its endorsement, and so did Tompkins County over around Ithaca. So it's kind of a fuzzy picture right now. Third, David, there's a little bit of excitement locally because MSNBC, their political anchors, Craig Snow and Kate Melvin, are going to be broadcasting this afternoon from the Fly Creek Cider Mill all of their political coverage. That's a tourist attraction, which is 3-4 miles outside of Cooperstown, and they're going to be broadcasting again tomorrow from 1 to 5. And yesterday they were at Richard Ball, the Ag Commissioner's carrot barn over in Schoharie. So I have to say it's fun and exciting to find ourselves in the middle of a contested primary for the first time in 2 or 3 decades. In fact, on the Republican side, County Chair Vince Casale was saying to me that last time there was a contested primary, he was under 10 years old. And he's not an old man, but he's not a kid.
Going to be a big letdown after next Tuesday's vote, I think, in New York, with all eyes focused on us now. We were talking with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all at SIGO.com, where you can go to find out the news from that region. Jim, as always, we thank you.
Thanks, David.